Oh, here we go. Hey, yeah, I remembered what I was going to talk to you about. It's who is the most powerful person in the Canadian government. Remember I was talking about that? I was talking about the influence of wives and how the women that helped Jesus and, you know, served and put their money into, lots of money into their ministry with Jesus and the apostles later on and everything else. It even says that one of them was the wife of this guy who was the steward of King Herod's household. And his wife is out there helping Jesus, you know. No wonder Herod had heard about Jesus. And talk about influence, you know. And then I said this, you know, probably Sophie Trudeau there has more, is that not her name? Influence over Justin than the whole House of Commons does, for crying out loud, it seems like it. She may be not using it, but anyway, I was going to tell you this thing. Who is, this is all about you taking your place in the world where God has set you as a light in the darkness, as salt that brings flavor, as a flaming for fire representative of God. You've got the Holy Ghost inside. Even while the world is dying and there's death all around you, you got life. And what God wants us to be is people with life who the other's going to say, what do you got? I need it. That's how I became a Christian. A girl that I knew in high school came back, became a teller at the bank where I worked, and I'm going, what do you got? What's in your life? And I'm not talking about nice girl. I'm talking about there's something about her. What is this? And I asked her, and she led me to Christ. Okay, so here is the question that I wanted to talk to you about. Who, did you think about it? Who is the most influential person, the most powerful person in the government of Canada? You'd say, oh, well, it's the prime minister, obviously. You're wrong. It's not. Oh, the head of the Privy Council. You're wrong. Oh, let me see. Maybe it's the Governor General, or maybe Queen Elizabeth, because we're kind of under the Queen, but not like we used to be. But, you know, maybe they're the most powerful person in the government. No. It's the janitor. The Holy Ghost-filled Christian janitor. What did we call them now? Cleaning technician or something. Why? Because here he comes along into Justin Trudeau's office every night and into the boardroom for the cabinet, cleaning away, and he's got his vacuum running in the background. And he comes in, joy of the Lord is his strength. And he's just praising the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. And he's praying in tongues, and he's vacuuming around the corner and around the chair. He takes his dust mop, and he wipes down the table where all the business is being done by the cabinet. And he goes, in the name of Jesus, I bind every devil that wants to influence our government. You get out of this room. You can't come back in room because I'm here, he says. And he's wiping down the table. He wipes off the table, the chairs where the prime minister sits. And he says, in the name of Jesus, I bless Justin Trudeau every time he sits in this chair. Oh, he's going to come under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Then he goes on, vacuum cleaners running in the background, and he's working through the floor out into the prime minister's office. And he says, oh, bless the Lord. God, I pray that the influence of the Holy Spirit would fill this office right now. And in Jesus' name, every devil, you got to leave. You can't be doing what you're trying to do in Jesus' name. And he's vacuuming away and squirt, 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 wipe, 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 you know, clean the windows, squeak, 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 go into the bathroom and wash and brush and flush. You get it? The most powerful influence in the government of Canada. That's how it works. What vision have you got for your life from God? Whose toilets are you scrubbing and washing and flushing? Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying? So you're working at somebody's shop. You're at somebody's front counter. You're doing somebody's books. You're teaching somebody's kids. You're driving somebody's car. You're fixing. You're a mechanic. You know what? Think about it. Holy Ghost. We're talking spiritual dynamics, man. If God could open our eyes to see beyond the veil and we'd see what's going on here, you know, and you go, oh my gosh, I'm driving our members of Parliament's car. I'm fixing the member of Parliament's car here. And you're fixing away. You're the mechanic, but you're going, oh, I bless her in Jesus' name, man. You know, I bless her in Jesus' name. Oh, the wisdom of God started to work. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I used to do that when I was fixing houses. I even had occasions where I prayed for people when I was fixing their houses, and they got healed. Deaf ears open, crippled up backs and feet, healed up, no more pain. Listen, you're worth a whole lot in the kingdom of God. You're not some little nothing. Whatever it is you do it with all your might unto Jesus. That's what I wanted to tell you.